back to back, the belly to belly at the zombie tambourine.
There have been many songs written about the Eternal Triangle. This next one tells the story of a Mr. Grayson, a beautiful woman, and a condemned man named Tom Dooley. When the sun rises tomorrow, Tom Dooley must hang.
Special guest star and former trio member John Stewart, comedy with Tommy Smothers, and friends Harry Travers and Fleetwood Mac, Lindsey Buckingham, and the trio's biggest hit, Team Back Dollars, Sweet John B, and the MTA, and more. And now, once again, would you welcome back our host, the other brother Smothers, Tommy Smothers.
Traveling on. I've traveled in the mountains, and I've traveled in the valleys.
Floyd.
I've seen many things. Hangman, hangman, slack your rope. Hangman, hangman, slack your rope. Slack it for a... My background is folk music, and I am so proud to be with to work with the Kingston Trio, all of them. And I'd like to do something that was written in 1927. It's a brief song. I'm not going to take a lot of time. It's a jazz thing. I'm a my brother and I are basically jazz musicians. We started as jazz musicians. We started jazz musicians in San Francisco. About 1952, 53. And then we got into the folk thing because the material was so much superior. And I like to do something that reverses my jazz background because I play it. This is a song written in 1927. Has a lot of jazz riffs, a lot of fast guitar chords, blues licks, and a lot of things that are very interesting. You'll notice as I go through the song that I explore the chordal structures of each chord with fast fingering, and a lot of fancy moves that add to the song. This is the thing I did before the Kingston Trio really infiltrated my mind, and the Limeliders and Bob Gibson and all those different wonderful chords. I'd like to do it for you now. Watch for the jazz stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the Kingston Trio.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce a very good friend of ours who we heard many years ago when we first arrived in New York. Very pleased to introduce you, beautiful lady, Miss Mary Travers.
I was thinking backstage about when they first saw us work, and it was our second job, and our first out-of-town job, Peter Paul and Mary's, and we were in a little club called Storyville in Boston, and there were about six people in the audience, and that included the head waiter, two waitresses, and the Kingston Trio. And we hadn't done a record or anything. We were just bright-eyed, bushy-tailed with a lot of fresh material. One of which they promptly snitched. It was all right.
Successfully.
Yes, very successfully. We're now going to sing a medley of our hits.